New heading, Biblical Teaching. We may think of gossip as a petty sin, an almost laughable and easily forgivable violation of the divine order. However, Scripture takes gossip seriously. For example, Paul includes gossip in a blood-curdling list of sins that derive from the human race's refusal to worship and honor God the Creator. Just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. Romans 1, verses 28-31. We can also learn about gossip from the company it keeps in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20, where it is surrounded again by words that denote serious sin in personal relationships. I am afraid that perhaps when I come, I may find you to be not what I wish, and may be found by you to be not what you wish, that perhaps there will be strife, jealousy, angry tempers, disputes, slanders, gossip, arrogance, disturbances. The Greek word in these passages, psitherismos, literally means whispering. The word, like its English counterpart, sounds like the reality it stands for. It suggests critical innuendo in the underhanded revealing of secrets. Paul condemns psitherismos with force and without qualification. Paul uses another term for gossip in 1 Timothy 5, verse 13. In this verse, he gives his rationale as to why young widows should remarry, relating his personal experience of what often happens when they remain unattached. They also learn to be idle as they go around from house to house, and not merely idle, but also gossips and busybodies, talking about things not proper to mention. The Greek word used here for gossips refers to silly and useless speech, foolish communication about serious or private matters, talk that has no constructive purpose yet flows on like a powerful cataract. It derives from a Greek word that means to boil over or overflow. Once again, we see that Paul has no room for gossip among his recommended qualities of upright character. Those who gossip are talking about things not proper to mention. The book of Proverbs singles out a particular feature of gossip as especially worthy of reproach, the revealing of secrets. He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. Proverbs 11, verses 12-13. He who goes about as a slanderer reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a gossip. Proverbs 20, verse 19. When we disseminate someone's personal and private information, we prove ourselves untrustworthy and disloyal. This is particularly true if we possess the information because a friend confided in us. In Scripture, one of the surest tokens of friendship is openness about one's true intentions, thoughts, and concerns. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. John 15, verse 15. This is the reason Abraham is called the friend of God. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" Genesis 18, 17. See also Isaiah 41, 8. To treat lightly information that has been received as a result of a privileged relationship is to abuse our comrade and show ourselves unworthy of friendship. The unfaithfulness is especially gross if the revelations tend to belittle the one who put his trust in us. Gossip thus violates friendship by broadcasting openly what was confided in trusted ears. We find much helpful commentary on these proverbs in the book of Sirach. To to the basic exhortation not to repeat personal conversations, Sirach adds one important qualification. If for some reason righteousness demands that we reveal something confided in us, then we must follow the higher law. One who rejoices in wickedness will be condemned, and for one who hates gossip, evil is lessened. Never repeat a conversation, and you will lose nothing at all. With a friend or foe, do not report it, and unless it would be a sin for you, do not disclose it. Sirach 19, verses 5 through 8. In other words, if we are privy to a murder plot, we are not obliged to keep it a secret in loyalty to our friends. On this topic of gossip, we find some of the most memorable and amusing lines in the book of Sirach. In a few brief and vivid images, the author ridicules the seemingly irrepressible urge of the gossip to reveal hidden information. Have you heard a word? Let it die with you. Be brave. It will not make you burst. With such a word, a fool will suffer pangs like a woman in labor with a child. Like an arrow stuck in the flesh of the thigh, so is a word inside a fool. Sirach 19:10-12. The effort required for a gossip to hold his tongue is portrayed as heroic, yet he is given a grain of encouragement. The effort will not prove fatal. The gossip does damage not only to the offended party, but also to himself. He destroys the relationships he already has and ensures that he will find no congenial friends in the future. Whoever betrays secrets destroys confidence, and he will never find a congenial friend. Love your friend and keep faith with him. But if you betray his secrets, do not run after him. For as a man destroys his enemy, so you have destroyed the friendship of your neighbor. Sirach 27, verses 16 through 18. Who wants to confide in one who has proven that he or she cannot keep faith? The gossip, therefore, ends up lonely, isolated, and friendless. According to Sirach, Proverbs, and the letters of Paul, gossip is no light matter. It is a source of bad relationships, and it is seriously displeasing to God. One who desires to live in righteousness will flee from gossip like a deer before a hunter.